We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here in this next couple segments with Kevin Ingram, who is the president of Manhattan Christian College. Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's, you know, we're 6 months into this pandemic. I'm starting to get the hang of doing a remote In Focus. You know, I'm here in the studio, but we haven't had guests in here for the most part since March, so it's going.
Yeah, it's going, and I can appreciate, you know, me being a people person, things like this are useful that we can still be on air and everything, but I always loved coming in and seeing everybody and seeing you in the studio, so I look forward to the day that we can be back in there again.
Yeah, absolutely. You're one of our favorite guests here because you usually bring cookies or some sort of pastry or something like that.
I have been known to do that before, and we'll celebrate the day we get to come back, that I'll bring something then too.
Absolutely. We'll be looking forward to that. Well, Kevin, I know we're about a month in. We were talking during the break here before we came on. The reopening, you guys reopened school August 17th along with K-State, and I know there's been challenges. We just heard from the school district. They've had their share of challenges. What does that look like on the MCC campus?
Well, yes, we have had challenges, but, you know, to start with, I just want to thank we had a campus reopening team that we put together this last May, and we did a lot of work in late May and June and July preparing for this year, and I think the effort that they put in helped us be that much more prepared to come and be ready to reopen our campus, and we had representatives from every department, and really what our team did was, you know, we brought in the key people over some key areas and said, let's first discuss what are all the questions and concerns that we need to make sure that we're addressing. And that took a couple of meetings just developing that extensive list. And once we developed that list, we said to each department, okay, you know, here, this is your area. If you're over dining services, you know, you make preparations. You're over athletics, you're over academics, you know, over the classrooms, over maintenance and cleaning. And we just said to everybody, you know, okay, here are the questions. Y'all need to develop a plan. And our team really did a great job. So while it does present its challenges, I'm thankful for the work they did because it helped us be that much more prepared for now. And so I appreciate that. You know, we changed all the entrance and exit patterns in and out of all of our buildings. You can only go in one door and exit out of another door just to continue to limit the distancing and the relationships and the hanging out. And with college students, you know, that's a difficult thing. You know, they had been apart for so long, and one of our strengths is our community on campus. And so they had been working hard to, you know, to stay in touch, and they want to be out with each other, but they've really done a good job. And when you tie that into that, many of these students came from counties, even in Kansas, that don't require masks, you know, so they were on kind of a catch up. They weren't used to wearing masks all the time. And so I think really now that we're, you know, in our fourth week, that they've really done a great job adapting. And when you look around our campus, everybody's wearing their mask. You know, when they're outside, not with a group, they obviously, you know, take them off and breathe a little bit. But I'm so grateful. And really the hardest part now is, you know, we're still dealing with changes. For example, one of our sister colleges that we play sports with, they, after starting fall sports, have now canceled fall sports. You know, and so we're hoping that that's the only school that has to do that. But their administration felt like it was just wisest after they had a small outbreak on their campus to shut down fall sports. And I read online today that they even did just a week of quarantine for their entire campus just to settle everything down and keep it from spreading even further. And so, you know, each school is having their unique challenges and how to handle them. And so, you know, we have had a couple of cases, just a handful of cases on campus. And so far they have been, you know, they've worked through very well. The difficult work is on the backside of having a positive case is now doing all the contact tracing. And we have several staff members who have just been, you know, Ben Grog and April Wendt, that they have been working many, many hours, you know, doing the contact tracing and getting touch. And are they a primary contact? And, you know, looking at the guidance, been in closer than 6 foot for more than 10 minutes. Or were they secondary where they may have only been in the same area and never had close contact? And then, you know, if you're primary, you've got this. If you're secondary, you've got this. And really so far, it's while it's a lot of work and following through on all that detail, it's going pretty well. And so I'm grateful for, you know, Ben and April and what they've done, but also the team and the work that they've put together. And, you know, we've done a lot of changes, you know, for one, our chapel, which we hold weekly. We debated on moving that totally online, and if need to, we can, because we did it in the spring. But right now we're doing that in our activity center, and we're allowing for social distancing, and off-campus students don't sit with on-campus students, and on-campus students only sit with, like, our women's residence hall has suites. And so a suite that lives together, just like a family group would be able to, sits together with mask on, of course. But, you know, so we're trying to do all of that. And then our classrooms, our larger classroom, to be able to allow for social distancing in our larger classes, we've moved into our chapel. So those classes, from a size perspective, can still meet, still be socially distanced. And so we've just kind of graded everything up. Chapel moved to the activity center. Larger classes moved to the chapel. The medium-sized classes moved to the larger classroom. And have just done a great job of adapting to that. And obviously, like everybody else, we're encouraging masks. We're encouraging social distancing. We're encouraging washing hands often. In fact, while I'm talking, I just heard maintenance come through and wipe down my door handles on my office. So every day I'm kind of getting used to the noise. It sounds like somebody's coming in and all they're doing is disinfecting all the door handles, and they do that several times a day. And so, you know, we appreciate what everything that's being done. And one thing that I normally come on and promote is our athletic events and encourage people to come and watch them. But obviously this year, I won't be encouraging that, because we do have limited fan capacity, just like K-State does and all the major universities do with their events, some of them not even having fans. But we're still doing limited fan capacity, and have filed for, you know, approval with the health department for the size of fans that we have, and they've given approval for those. But, you know, we're trying to save the seating for our students and the families of players who might be able to come back and watch the event. And so we're kind of playing that by ear with each, you know, with volleyball that's playing right now and men's and women's soccer that's playing right now. But following Riley County Health Department guidelines, along with NCCAA, which is the National Christian College Athletic Association guidelines. And, you know, so far all of our teams have played at least one game. We had our volleyball team had a match canceled last night, and I'm not sure why. I haven't been able to hear that yet. So, but my assumption would be, just like everybody else, that it may have been COVID related. And so I'm sure hearing sometime today. But yeah, the campus is reopened and it's going well, and we're doing in-person classes. And obviously for students who are having to quarantine, if they've been exposed or isolate, if they have it, have tested positive, that we are, you know, we're facilitating. We encourage, if they can go home, to go home. If not, we have space on campus in both residence halls. You know, enrollment's down at all, you know, the universities and colleges in Kansas, as everybody well knows, with K-State's, issues with that, as well as ours. We've got space in our residence halls to be able to quarantine them away from everybody else. And so that's working well. And so far, we haven't maxed our capacity. In fact, we may have gotten close to it a week or two ago, but like the numbers in Riley County are dropping. You know, I think some of the exposures and things on our campus are dropping as well. So I think we're doing pretty well when you look at everything. And I've been talking a lot there, so let me pause and see if you've come up with any questions.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be curious, as far as the number of students you have back living on campus or just living here in Manhattan versus those who maybe stayed home and are doing their classes remotely.
We didn't have any students. We do have an online program, obviously, for a non-traditional student, and about 20 of our students are in that program, and so they would, but they would have been anyway. But then the rest of our students are back on campus, and the only ones right now that are, you know, back on campus in class, they may not live on campus, but are back in person in class, and the only ones who have moved online have been through their, you know, isolation or quarantine periods, and it's worked well. Our faculty have done a great job adapting back last March, as well as to right now, you know, being able to teach in, as we've heard a lot of news and, even with the K-12 school systems, that teaching in double modes is difficult and is a lot of work. And our faculty have been doing that. And I really appreciate all that they've done.
In terms of the sports, is there opportunities online for people to tune into any of those games, you know, the video streaming?
Great question. I didn't even think about that. But, yes, they can stream our games. I think all of them are streamed. We've had a time or two here or there just with technical difficulties, as is always the case. But they can go to our webpage, MCCW, www.mccks.edu and click on athletics, and that will take them to the link of our athletic department. And often that is where they can find the streaming for the games and join us. And, you know, for that matter, you know, we've had to, you know, encourage people to not come to chapel as well. We're not letting in any visitors currently, but we stream our chapel services. So people are able to still join in on chapel while not being in person. For example, my wife normally comes, and she has not come yet this year, just to limit the total number of people that we have there to people who are on campus. But she's been streaming those services as well. So again, that's available on our webpage, and they can find links for that. So it works out pretty well. We're pleased to have that technology.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. I'll tell you what, we'll get to some other stuff, but I need to take a break. We'll do that coming up next here on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. We're talking with Kevin Ingram from Manhattan Christian College.